Art Show, it's time for Arts News, and Alice Walker joins me. Hi, Alice. It's all about funding today.
It is, starting with AusDance National. Now, this is the national advocacy body for the dance sector, and it had been around for 42 years, but it's made the tough decision to close due to a lack of funding. The organisation has staged its last event with this year's National Dance Forum, which was held in Darwin over the weekend to coincide with the opening of Darwin Festival. And a major theme at the forum was what the future will look like without AusDance National. It's not a total end to AusDance. It still exists at a state and territory level, except in Tasmania and the Northern Territory, which don't have their own branches.
Yes, but we are losing the overarching national branch.
That's right.
So what's the significance of that?
AusDance National Vice President Annette Carmichael told the Stage Show's Kim Jurek what the closure means practically.
Yeah, very practically, the sector loses its national voice. And that, as an advocate, we did things behind the scenes that are highly valuable, like setting up the archive at the National Library that holds records of all the repertoire of Australian dance. We instigated those kind of things. We instigated Safe Dance report and study, which led to an improvement of conditions for dance students and dancers across the sector. It's these kind of initiatives that we don't now have a national lead on.
So they're closing because they've run out of dough. Why has that happened?
So AusDance was one of dozens of organisations that lost its Australia Council funding in the 2016 cuts under then Arts Minister George Brandis. Since then, the board's been looking at other ways to raise money, but couldn't come up with anything sustainable. Annette Carmichael doesn't blame the Australia Council for the lost funding.
The process with the Australia Council is a peer-based process, and the peers that decided not to continue with the funding, you know, they were put in a very challenging situation. The major cuts to the Australia Council meant that multiple dance organisations lost their ongoing support in that round, and the Australia Council, through its process, they had to make that very difficult decision. A key problem with the funding model is that peak bodies like AusDance National are put in direct competition with the organisations and the dancers that they're there to support. And that's a fundamental problem that needs to be addressed for all service and advocate organisations in Australia.
Now, talking of national organisations, there are also problems at Playwriting Australia, PWA. What's happening there?
You've spoken on the Stage Show before about the board making all its staff redundant back in June as it embarks on an external review to determine the organisation's future. Well, one staff member has since been recontracted, and that review is now open for submissions until the 6th of September. Last week, a concerned letter signed by 22 artistic directors was sent to PWA and the Australia Council, and just last night, around 80 playwrights took part in a meeting at Belvoir Theatre in Sydney, supported by the Australian Writers Guild, to discuss what's been happening at the PWA. Here's Australian Writers Guild Group CEO Jacqueline Elaine.
I guess the major concern about what's happened to date is the confusion, the lack of understanding of how we got here. I guess the lack of transparency was a very strong theme. In terms of the consensus on the future, people are nervous about what the future holds. The implications of the timing of Playwriting Australia's actions were noted with concern. The funding for the Australia Council for organisations doing this type of work has closed, so there's no opportunity for somebody to step in and make an application to do that work. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially lost for the work of playwright development and play development in the country.
Yes. All right. Well, Australia Council funding is in the news because lots of applicants, lots of companies are receiving good or bad news.
That's right. So yesterday, applicants were notified if they made it through the expressions of interest round through to the second round in the bid to receive Australia Council funding from 2021 to 2024. I contacted PWA to find out if it's made it through, but I haven't heard back yet. But the Australia Council has confirmed 162 small to medium-sized arts organisations have made it through that first round, which amounts to just 39% of applicants, and not all of them will finally be funded. The list of successful applicants won't be published until the second round over in early April. But we do know Theatre Works has missed out and Australian Theatre for Young People is through. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more in the coming days and weeks as well.
Yeah, so happiness and heartbreak there in almost equal measures. Alice Walker there with Arts News.